Gig Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. And what, right away, I don't care that another snowpocalypse-ageddon-majig is coming. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Everyone's got enough bread and all the other stuff. So stay safe and warm and whatever. I really meant that to sound more sincere. I swear to God I did. It's the 10th of January, 2019, and we are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks who are bringing it to you today, well, the man who's just going to show up when you know he's there once he starts talking. That would be podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Make me some blueberry pancakes right now.
Okay, I would have asked a little nicer, but what do you suppose? I would just walk into your damn kitchen and start making them myself. I wouldn't even knock on the door. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
My God, what is wrong with you?
Alphabetically, numerically, or by order of severity. We can work on it. What happened today, sir?
In 1911, the first photograph taken from an airplane in the U.S. is captured by Major H.A. Jimmy Erickson over San Diego, California, from a Curtiss biplane piloted by Charles Hamilton.
1922, Thomas Edison has issued a patent for the storage battery electrode and its production.
Probably swiped that from Volta. 1927, the first science fiction film in history, Metropolis, directed by Fritz Lang, premieres in theaters. The film took 2 years to shoot, and it cost more to produce than any other prior silent film. Its spectacular special effects, many of which were achieved using the groundbreaking Schofton process, will earn it a place in history. Of course, the Schofton process involves shooting an actor through a hole in the silvered back of a mirror, which is reflecting a matte painting. Very different than most of the videos that we see shot through holes on the internet.
1946, the United States Army Signal Corps successfully bounces radar waves off the surface of the moon for the first time from Belmar, New Jersey, in an operation codenamed Project Diana.
Thought it was called Project Let's Waste Money. In 1949, RCA introduces a new music format dubbed the single, a 45 RPM record 7 inches in diameter in the U.S. A single plays up to 8 minutes of sound per side.
1956, the U.S. Navy establishes its first nuclear power school at submarine base New London, Connecticut.
1962, IBM releases an operational version of COBOL, the common business-oriented language.
1969, the Soviet Venera 6 atmospheric probe is launched to study Venus.
Well, it was their desire, and possibly their fire. In 1983, the 39th Annual Amusement Trades Exhibition is held January 10th through 13th at the National Hall of the Olympia Convention Center in London, England. Atari establishes a significant presence at the event with a 1,500-square-foot booth, 5 times the size of its booth in the previous year. Among the coin-operated games Atari demonstrates are Millipede, Pole Position, and Time Pilot.
Love me some Time Pilot. 1985, Sir Clive Sinclair, a pioneer of handheld computer technology, demonstrates his latest invention, the Sinclair C5 electric car. Even though it's got a marketable price, it will fail so badly, it will become the object of industry ridicule, selling only 17,000 units. They called it the Electric Edsel.
His name's Clive Sinclair. I just kind of assumed that there would be a sir in front of it.
Right.
In 1998, Sega of America formally announces that it will release a super console in North America in 1999. Sega claims that the new console will position Sega as the new leader in the game console industry. However, the company also confirms that they laid off 30% of their workforce earlier in that week. Now, Flynn, do you know which device that would have been?
That would be the 2 years too soon Dreamcast. Damn. 2008, India's Tata Motors unveils the world's cheapest car, which will bring the dream of owning an automobile within the reach of tens of millions of people across the country. The Tata Nano sells for about $2,500.
I think I speak for both of us that we're huge fans of driving Tatas.
We are.
Same day, same year, we're 12. The U.S. Justice Department released an audit reporting that telephone companies have cut off Federal Bureau of Investigation wiretaps due to the Bureau's repeated failure to pay phone bills on time.
Well, you're not dealing with AT&T. Birthdays?
Emily Mead, 30 years old, from Money Monster, Nerve, Boardwalk Empire, and The Leftovers.
Jemaine Clement is 44, from Flight of the Conchords, Rio, Men in Black 3, BFG, Moana, Lego Batman Movie, Legion, and He Loves Business Time.
It has an amazing voice, too. Right? Jeeper. Janet Jones, 57 years old, from Annie, Staying Alive, Beastmaster, Police Academy 5, and A League of Their Own.
No longer with us, born this date in 1883, Francis X. Bushman from The Phantom Planet and Ghost in the invisible bikini.
First of all, we don't have movies like that anymore. And second, we don't have people with awesome names like Francis X. Bushman.
God, that's so cool.
1904, Ray Bolger, the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz, and possibly related to his brother Whitey.
1908, Paul Heinrich from Casablanca, and Exorcist II, The Heretic. One of those is a really good movie. You figure it out.
1936, Robert Woodrow Wilson co-discovered cosmic microwave background radiation.
The original Mr. Fantastic. 1939, Sal Mineo from Rebel Without a Cause, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, and Father Karras sort of looks like him, at least according to Detective Kinderman.
On CBS, we've got a new Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Mom, Fam, and SWAT.
Fam, huh. ABC. He's got a new Modern Family, which could be MoFam. Goldberg's Truth and Lies, Monica.
NBC has The Titan Games, a new Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The Big Good Place, and Eleanor Svoo.
Over on Fox, Bruce investigates a possible witch who has healing powers on a new Gotham, and then the Orville.
So glad that's back. CW has a new Roswell, and a mysterious mysteries, I think it's actually called Roswell Mysteries Decoded.
You know, I believe that's true. Yeah, out of punctuation, Freeform, Ice Age, and then something called Continental Drift.
Bravo has an episode of New, followed by an episode of Top, and closing it out with an episode of Chef.
Tonight, FX will be showing Ted, followed by the movie Two.
FXX has a Simpsons marathon. They're having a bunch of Simpsons.
Yeah, I don't care which ones they are. FXM has Rio and Rio 2, but not Rio 3 with Jemaine Clement. Why, God?
Was Duran Duran on any of the soundtracks? Because that's a shame if they weren't.
No.
IFC has My Cousin Vinny.
MTV is showing Mean Girls, but it's on MTV, so it's like, 5 minutes of movie and 20 minutes of commercial.
I remember when MTV was for the Utes.
Right?
Paramount has Mr. Deeds.
Hey, Sci-Fi Channel is Blade 2, and then they're showing the third one.
Ah, but Ryan Reynolds isn't that.
I don't care.
That makes it worth the watch.
No, it doesn't.
No other reason. TNT has basketball.
They're showing basketball. All right, we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. When a husband and wife recommit to each other following a separation, their relationship is threatened when she is accused of attacking her husband's former lover. But when the truth behind the attack is revealed, the wife's life is put in danger. Kelly Sullivan and Anna Von Hooft star in Till X Do Us Part.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update. Ben and Sierra break up. The kidnapping was too much for her, so she's getting out of here and going to a place where bad things have never happened. She's off to South Africa. Wait, what? Eve finds Chloe comforting Brady, which was an odd surprise for Sarah to give him. Eric reveals he's made a decision about Holly's custody case. They gonna try that splitting up together format? It's got decent ratings and they'd like a spinoff. JJ realizes Haley is keeping something from Kayla. Girl, you better tell me. I got a sit and spin class for you as well. Hashtag chatting forever.
No blasted lettuce today.
Well, no, everyone is too busy trying to punch in my code for the Switch so they can come join me playing some Smash Brothers, which I will be doing this evening. Let's see, from trivia, I get home. Somewhere between right around 11 o'clock. So we'll be playing tonight around 11 o'clock. Be there. It'll be fantastic.
Of course, it is 11 o'clock Eastern time. And if you didn't catch the Switch code, the friend code is on his profile at geekradiodaily.com.
There it is. And I of course, whenever I say a time, you should always know that that's Eastern time because it's the only one that counts. If you disagree, drop us a note and explain why. Send that to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. So you can't just hate me in silence. I won't learn any other way. You should tell me all about it. And you can do that by dialing the magic voicemail number of
510-GRD. Crow.
Smash, baby!
If you like audiobooks and science fiction, you should be listening to Glow in the Dark Radio for free science fiction audio adventure every week, written and read by author and radio host Mike Luoma. Me! As an up-and-coming independent writer, I share my work for free each week, chapter by chapter, to get you into my science fiction, I hope. Check out all my books at glowinthedarkradio.com and listen to Glow in the Dark Radio free each week on iTunes, TuneIn, or just head to glowinthedarkradio.com.
Hi, this is Sherilyn Fenn, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Reminds me, I got some movies I need to watch again. Hey! make sure your controller's charged, because that's a thing now.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast-off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Or maybe there's co-op games out today. What can we play, sir?
Well, we've got Inside My Radio. Work to fix a broken boombox in this music-based platformer in which staying in rhythm is key. For the Switch.
God, I love those. I'm so good at rhythm games because, oddly enough, I have rhythm. Bury Me, My Love, a text message game that tells the story of a Syrian refugee, Noor, and her husband, Majid, as Noor undertakes a perilous journey to safety in Europe for the Switch and PC.
I personally don't have rhythm. I've always been afraid it was going to get me. Block Quest Maker. Create your own dungeon RPG packed with traps, doors, rocks. BQM has a tile-based WYSIWYG editor. It's available for the Switch. That sounds cool.
Tales of Vesperia, a Japanese role-playing game and the first entry in the long-running Tales of franchise on 7th-generation consoles for PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Outrun, described by designer Yu Suzuki as a driving game rather than a racing game. True. Sega's 1986 arcade game Outrun puts players behind the wheel of a red convertible on a trip through California-inspired landscapes. It, of course, was a landmark title for arcade racing games. God, I loved it. It's now available for the Switch.
Arcade driving games. Overdriven Reloaded, a sci-fi shoot 'em up and remake of the 2012 Xbox Live indie game Overdriven for the Switch.
Momodora, Reverie Under the Moonlight. It's a 2D platformer and the fourth game in the series. It's available for the Switch.
Mecha Wars, and a game called Desert Ashes, a remastered and expanded release of the 2009 turn-based strategy game Mecha Wars, including fully redesigned visuals and a previously unreleased final campaign featuring online multiplayer with crossplay for PS Vita, and now it is available for the Switch.
Lightseekers, a connected video game experience allowing you to interact with trading cards, action figures, and comics all in one gaming experience that will cost you a fortune for the Switch.
Or just go through my attic. Hopico, a 2D platforming game for the Switch.
Hopico, that sounds like an insult to a Pikachu. It's something you say
you
about
Hopico.
Grab Lab, a fast-paced single-input puzzle game for the Switch.
Everything. A sandbox game where players can embody over 1,000 different objects ranging from sand grains to blue whales to entire galaxies for the Switch.
Double Cross. It's an action-adventure game for the Switch.
I bet something nefarious happens. Combat Core, a multiplayer 3D arena fighting game inspired by arena fighters from the N64 and Dreamcast era of four-player brawlers for the Switch.
Cave Blazers, a 2D action roguelike from Rupek Games, available for the Switch.
Blacksmith, a game about a blacksmith for the PC. You know what? You know what?
What?
It's Hammer Time.
Hive Jump, a sci-fi action platformer for 1 to 4 players, blending run-and-gun gameplay with roguelike elements for the Xbox One and Switch.
Mario & Luigi, Bowser's Inside Story, plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey, a remake of Bowser's Inside Story with an additional story mode featuring Bowser Jr. for the 3DS.
Wow, these descriptions, I tell you. We've also got new Super Mario Bros. U. Mario, Luigi, and the rest of the cast return for their HD debut in new Super Mario Bros. U. With support for 5 players in a boost mode, a Super Mario World-style world map, and a secret shortcuts and hidden levels, a brand new challenge mode, and Miiverse integration. It's available for the Xbox, the Switch.
It's a shame the Miiverse is dead. Stellar Interface, run through the universe in this rogue-like-ish space shooter, discover the numerous perks and consumables and their synergistic effects, explore the randomly generated galaxy to find merchants, unlock spacecrafts, collect cartridges, checkmark your kills of the various galactic overlords, for the Switch.
Onimushu Warlords, killed in his attempt to unify Japan under his rule, Nobunaga Oda makes a pact with the demon king Fortinbras and returns with a vengeance. The princess of Inabayama Castle is caught in the crossfire and kidnapped, but not before sending a plea for aid to her friend, the samurai Samusunosu Akichoe. This guy, the samurai Pete Sanderson, this man will fall and rise again as Onimusha, a demon warrior. available for the Switch, PC, PS4, Xbox One, and those characters may or may not have been pronounced right or even appear.
Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown. Returning to the strange real setting of the classic Ace Combat games, the next one supports PlayStation VR for the PC, the PlayStation 4, and Xbox One.
And finally, The Walking Dead, the final season. The fourth and final season of Telltale's adaptation of The Walking Dead wraps up the story of the series protagonist Clementine. It's been available for a few other platforms, but it's finally available for the PC.
It also wraps up Telltale.
I'm not wearing any pants. Aww. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Star Trek is in the spotlight like never before. Star Trek Discovery is getting people to take that trial of CBS All Access so they can watch it and then cancel it till next year. We're also getting the Star Trek series John Luke Picard, which might have a connection with the 2009 Star Trek flick, which would be cool to see that comic get adapted finally. And of course, we're getting the animated comedy series called Star Trek Lower Decks.
Still waiting for my Section 13 show. Or hell, even Quirks, where everybody knows your vice.
Well, maybe they will get another cartoon as well, because Alex Kurtzman said there will be two or more joining the franchise, with each series being in canon, but they will be their own distinct beast in terms of style and tone. And I know you're like, what about the Tarantino Star Trek 4? Well, as of now, that is shelved because talks have fallen through with Chris Pine.
He's just mad because Krasinski's just a better Jack Ryan.
Yeah, but they're both nice, sweaty. Trek still lives, but now it lives on the small screen.
I really did want that Tarantino trick, though. I want to know what they call a Big Mac in Klingon.
I could tell you, but then you may find that having is not so pleasing a thing as wanting. This is not logical, but is often true.
And now in a dream come true moment that I should be ashamed to tell you, Margot Robbie will bring Barbie to life in a live-action film.
Life in plastic? It's fantastic!
Mattel and Warner Brothers Pictures announced that Robbie will star as the iconic doll in the franchise's first-ever live-action film. The 28-year-old I, Tonya actress, yeah, because that's what she's most famous for, will also co-produce the film under her Lucky Chap Entertainment banner. The Barbie film is the first announced deal to come out of toy makers' newly established Mattel Films. The Barbie doll debuted, of course, at New York Toy Fair in 1959.
Right, Richmond trivia players?
Robbie said in a statement that she believes the film will have a tremendously positive impact on children and audiences worldwide. The Oscar-nominated actress, of course, also starred in Mary, Queen of Scots and Suicide Squad, two movies that will probably never be next to each other in a DVD section.
It's a shame it's not based on the German doll that inspired Barbie.
Yeah. The film's title and release date have not been revealed.
Why have you been dreaming about this exactly?
Well, look, I can brush her hair. I can address her everywhere. Imagination. Life. It's my creation.
Luke Wilson has been cast as Pat Dugan in the DC Universe show Stargirl, a role that was written specifically for him without him even knowing it at all.
That's good. He is the smartest man in the world, after all.
Jeff Johns, the creator of Stargirl and executive producer of the show, said he's been a longtime fan of Luke and wrote the part of Dugan, hoping to cast him. Nickelodeon star Breck Bassinger will play Stargirl, real name Courtney Whitmore, on the show. In the comics, Pat was Courtney's stepfather, who also happened to be a one-time sidekick named Stripesy to Sylvester Pemberton, the original hero known as the Star-Spangled Kid, who you probably remember as Starman. And then Courtney followed in Sylvester's footsteps and became Stargirl. Her stepfather came out of retirement and reforged Stripesy as Stripe, a powered exosuit he uses to fight alongside Stargirl.
I'm going to have to erase my Game of Thrones board and put a flowchart for this up there.
Wilson joins a cast that includes Lou Ferrigno Jr. as Rex Tyler slash Iron Man, Brian Staff as Ted Grant slash Wildcat, and Henry Thomas as Charles McKnight slash Dr. Midnight, as well as Joel McHale, who we think is going to be Sylvester Pemberton, Starman? I don't know. The show doesn't have a release date yet. And Luke knows you're tired of the same old superhero tropes, and he wants to make real stories. He remembers a time when a story could make you care about the important things, like whose ass it was you just saw and why it was farting. And he believes that time has come again.
Is that a Starman reference?
Yes.
What? Okay.
It's a Stallion. Starman. Okay.
Aliens. A name that brings highs and lows to mind. It is a franchise that we still hold dear and never seem like it will actually die, despite Resurrection trying really hard to off it. But the latest entry is going back to the gaming world and as a sequel to what is arguably the best Alien game ever made. Alien Blackout is a true sequel to Alien Isolation and will once again star Amanda Ripley, daughter of cinematic lead Ellen Ripley. However, instead of a full console game like Isolation was, this is going to be a premium mobile game.
Wait. So my beloved game is getting a sequel that's going to be mobile only? Get away from her, you bitch!
Alien Blackout is a mobile game in development from Fox Next Games, D3 Go, and Rival Games that puts players in the boots of Amanda Ripley aboard a xenomorph-infected Weyland-Yutani space station. The game will see you guiding survivors through the broken-down space station, where any wrong move could put you and your team of survivors in peril. The game will be available from the usual app stores, depending on your platform of choice, but as yet there are no release dates. Not only do we have the game now continuing the adventures of Amanda Ripley, but there is a new comic book series coming with Amanda Ripley in the lead role as well.
So do you suppose this means they lied to Ripley about how her daughter died in the Aliens director's cut?
Fans of Alien, we're just going to ignore that for now. Okay. Fans of Alien Isolation will no doubt be disappointed that they won't get a full console release sequel.
No flipping doubt about that.
Well, now, the game was amazing and it won a ton of acclaim, but it didn't sell well, and making a mobile game is going to have a far smaller development budget. That makes sense, of course, as our current time means that games mostly come out for mobile platforms. Mostly. The rest just come out for the Switch.
There is hardly a finer display of tech awesomeness than the Consumer Electronics Show. We've seen many amazing things displayed at CES, even in industry that often leads the way in tech.
Porn.
Sure, but when it's, you call it sex tech, and it's been displayed many times at CES. This year, they seem to have gotten prudish as the organization behind CES, the Consumer Technology Association, revoked an innovation award from a company geared towards women's sexual health. The CTA revoked an innovation award from Laura DiCarlo, the company behind a hands-free device that uses biomimicry and robotics to help women achieve a blended orgasm by simultaneously stimulating the G-spot and the clitoris.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Which makes you in a very small group of men, unfortunately. Called Osei, formerly known as Vela, the device uses micro-robotic technology to mimic the sensation of a human mouth, tongue, and fingers in order to produce a blended orgasm for women. Vela does not fit into any of our existing product categories and should not have been accepted for the Innovation Awards program, CTA Senior Manager of Event Communication Sarah Brown said in a statement. CTA has communicated this position to Laura DiCarlo. We have apologized to the company for our mistake.
I know a category. Hands-free.
CTA is also prohibiting Laura DiCarlo from exhibiting at CES. When asked why, Brown simply said, because they don't fit a product category.
Hands-free.
As Laura Haddock, founder and CEO of Laura DiCarlo, notes in an open letter, CES has recognized products like ones from Be Sensory and Oh My Bod, which won the digital health and fitness product category in 2016. CES also allowed a virtual reality porn company to exhibit in 2017, as well as a sex toy robot for men in 2018.
Well, yeah, because guys are, you know, allowed to be pervy.
Quote, there is an obvious double standard when it comes to sexuality and sexual health, Haddock wrote. While there are sex and sexual health products at CES, it seems the administration applies the rules differently for companies and products based on the gender of their customers. Men's sexuality is allowed to be as explicit as they want with a literal sex robot in the shape of an unrealistically proportioned woman and VR porn in Point of Pride along the aisle. Female sexuality, on the other hand, is heavily muted if not outright banned.
Which, of course, on either hand, should be in hands-free.
Right? She added, this double standard makes it clear that women's sexuality is not worthy of innovation. By excluding female-focused sex techs, they're essentially saying women's sexuality and sexual health is not worthy of innovation.
That's a pretty darn fair statement for her to make.
CTA still says, hey, no, look, it's cool. We like what you did, but it just didn't fit into our categories. Even though we say it did it first. Look, we'll call you, okay?
Wait, are they tech-negging? Bold strategy, Cotton.
Moving forward, Laura DiCarlo plans to release its product in quarter three of this year. To date, the company has raised $1.1 million in funding, and I'm sure they're going to raise a whole lot more money now because this story is all the buzz. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. It's down by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Oh, quick, look, this just came in. Hey, how's the editing going on the Cinemistra show?
It's already scheduled to post for this Sunday.
Woohoo! I'll tell Carol that you've pretended to get it done. Nice! If you'd like to drop a note congratulating on him for doing some fine work and counting the days to Sunday, drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail cheering it on to
510-GRD-CROW.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Hey, CES, just get one of those beaded curtains in the back. You'll be fine.
That was lame.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Drink? Sure. What's real in this space is whatever you want it to be. So, my feeling is, why not wait in style?
Wait for what? Where are we?
Sorry about the cold. It's the only thing I can't seem to fix in here. Would you like to listen to something?
Hey, dig that groove. Oh, it's genius.
Can you...
Sorry. I forgot about your, I had a similar proclivity? Malady. I forget the word. What's the word? I've been here a long time, and things tend to, drift.